We're going to start the Mishnah again, Daftar Zayin Amad Aleph. Mishnah Amara, and again, this Mishnah has to be explained on two levels, because we had a Machloikas Rav Masna Bar Pada, whether Naziris is 29 and the 30th day was a rabbinic, or whether Naziris is 30. So each case, we really have to explain according to Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Mishnah Amara, any Nazir, somebody who said he's a Nazir, Mikalayas Rav Shloshim Ve'echad, according to Bar Masna, because Naziris is 30 days, and we want you to wait till the day after Naziris to bring your korbanos and take your haircut. And according to Bar Pada, really, biblically, you did not have to wait till 31 days, but the Rabbanan were afraid you'd confuse it with when the guy says he's in Nazir for 30 days, where there he does. So therefore, they said you should always wait for day 31. But really, on day 30, you're not in the middle of Naziris. If you did it on day 30, Yatza, which we don't like to rely on, but if you did it, you're Yaitza. And according to my Pada, that's what you have to do biblically. If a guy has two consecutive Nazirisin, preferably he should wait to day 31. Again, Rav Masna would say biblically, and my Pada would say rabbinically. And so day 31 would count as one. Day 60 would be the end of the second 30, and he should take a haircut on day 61, like he does on day 31. But if he did the 30th, which according to Bar Pada was okay biblically, and according to Rav Masna was because of Mikdash Yom Kikuloi, which is now 31 of the second one, 59 is day 30, and since 59 is day 30, then he can... Again, according to Bar Pada, it works biblically. According to Rav Masna, it's because Mikdash Yom Kikuloi. Bezu Eidus, Hey Rav Pius. This is a testimony that Rav Pius testified. Amish and Razor Shnei Naziris. Shem Gilach Hashem Shrei Na Yom Shloshim. Migalayach Hashashniya. He can do the second half of Yom Shishim. Vim Gilach Yom Shishim Chosereach Yatsash Yom Shloshim Oilulam and Aminyan. Because day 30 counts as day 1 of the second one. And as I pointed out yesterday, I believe, you can't bring this into what we talked about Rav, because here the first Naziris is totally over. It's not continuing. So you're not using it for a double day. The first half was used for one day, and it finished that Naziris, not continuing into the second half, whereas the second half is a new Naziris. Yes, we're saying he's the one that told us this. He's the one that told us this. That's all.
There's no overlap.
No overlap, correct. Dr. Rush, Mishra Marini does make a layer to Yom Amad Aleph, but a master done with some Naziris Lama Jayim. According to a master that says Naziris is 30 days, you just want to lay a Yom Amad Aleph. You take your haircut day 31. But by part of some Naziris Chav Tesh Yom, but how you look like a layer to Yom Lama, should have taken the haircut day 30, because if I was Lel Nasa Kaim Mishlemim, we're afraid it's going to get mixed up with what he says 30 complete days. Gilach Yom Lama Jatsul, by part of Nicha, but the Rai Shadina, how you look like a layer to Yom Lama, Lama, this is the biblical halacha. Well, the Rav Masna, the fire slow, I'm going to make this Yom Kikulay. Hareini Nazir, I'm Lama Jatsul, Gilach Yom Lama Jatsul, if he said 30 days, I think I skipped that line when I read the Mishnah. He said 30 days. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Somebody said he's a Nazir. And he became Tamei on day 30. Saiser Sakoil. According to Bar Pada, according to Rav Masna, it's simple. He's in the middle of his Naziris. If you're in the middle of Naziris, it's Saiser everything. And according to Bar Pada, it's not Saiser everything, only rabbinically. You can't bring Korbanos, because... One second. Mikdash Hayayim helps if you bring Korbanos. He didn't bring his Korbanos. Mikdash Hayayim just means that if he brought his Korbanos on day 30, he can end his Naziris with Mikdash Hayayim. But as long as he didn't bring his Korbanos, he didn't exercise Mikdash Hayayim, so he's in the middle of his Naziris. And therefore, he's Saiser all the Naziris. But according to Bar Pada, he's past his Naziris. He finished. He's on day 30, which is post-Naziris. The answer is that the Rabbanon said it should be Saiser, it's a rabbinic thing because he still hasn't brought his Korbanos, and people get mixed up between 30 and Naziris, but they don't bring Korbanos of Tumah. He's not at Nazir Tameh. So therefore, Bar Pada would say it's Saiser, but there would be no need to bring Korbanos Tumah. Whereas according to Masna, he would start in Saiser, and he would be bring Kabbalah Stoma.
There are other Kabbalahs besides Stoma?
at the end of Naziris, every Naziris. Right?
What's the din? If he that means what?
You start again from day, you count 7 days of Tuma, and start again from day one.
And then
30. Yes. But he won't become on his tumah, and he won't, he is not really a biblical Nazir during that next 37 days. He hasn't brought his Kabbalah Stara. He can't.
There's no such thing as
Mitzvah Kabbalah. Doesn't hold the Mitzvah Kabbalah. We had that before. He never held the Mitzvah Kabbalah. It's Mitzvah Kula if you bring your kabbanas.
Just having a little bit of the dearest about anything.
That's what we had before, correct. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer ain't a Saisa L'Shiva, because he's of the opinion, according to Bapada, that the Rabbana didn't make you redo the whole thing. They make you take care of your 7 days because your tummy, you can't bring your kabbanas Naziris, but just do the 7 days and then bring your kabbanas. No kabbanas tuma, you're not a Nazir. And therefore, no kabbanas tuma. By the way, you keep the halachas of Naziris, but you're not in Naziris. So therefore, there's no kabbanas tuma. And just finish the days of tuma and bring your kabbanas.
Why do you like that? When Len holds he's done?
Again, according to my partner, everybody holds he's done. He's on day 30. He became tuma on day 30. According to my partner, Naziris ended after 29. That was the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer does not agree to that rabbinic thing. So you wait 7 days because you can't bring your Kabbanas Naziris while you're Tameh. And Tumas Mace requires 7 days. So you wait 7 days and you don't bring any Kabbanas Tuma and you just bring the Kabbanas Nazir. There's no need to recount. He disagrees with the Tanakhama that said rabbinically we make you recount. That's according to Bapada. According to Masna, Rabbi Eliezer holds Mikdash Yom Kekuloi, even if you didn't bring your Kabbalah. That's what the Rush explained back on this when we had this Gemara.
If you have in the Havach of Sphira, Mikdash Yom Kekuloi, it's a fact of life. Mikdash Yom Kekuloi is...
Where do you have it? Excuse me, where do you have it? Let me just hear you. Yeah, I love when you throw these things around. Show me. Show me a case that you have it. That's rabbinic, no raya. Next. So bring me a case.
No. Regular case of sphira.
What's sphira?
No, in regards to.
What sphira are we talking about? Shirzheimer.
Yeah, Shirzheimer, yeah.
Shirzheimer is not Mikta Sam Kekula. I don't know what you're talking about. Where's Mikta Sam Kekula and Shirzheimer?
When you're allowed to listen to music, you
let a... It's all Rabbanu de Gisurim. It's all Minhagim. It's not even a Surim on those things. Listening to music during Sphira is a Rabbanu de Gisurim thing. So by Rabbanu, we say Mikta Shem Kekulai. By Shiva, we say Mikta Shem Kekulai. It's all Rabbanu. Not dealing with the derisive of Naziris. Rabbi Lazar said, that's Rabbi Lazar's shita. Listen, you're allowed to have a machlokes. Right? It'd be boring. The Gemara would be boring if there wouldn't be any machlokes. Rabbi Lazar, I'm again, Rabbi Lazar says, Mikdash Hayom works even without Kabbalah. According to Rabbi Masna, again, you have to have, there's two tracks here. Bapada track, Rabbi Masna track. Going to my Bapada track, he doesn't hold a Mikdash Hayom, period. 29 days, Naziris is over. 30 was rabbinic. What happens if it becomes time in the rabbinic day? Rabbanah say you have to start over again, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you don't. According to Rav Masna, 30 days is biblical. Rabbanah holds there's no Mikdash Hayom, you didn't bring your Kabbanas. Rabbi Eliezer holds there's Mikdash Hayom, you didn't bring your Kabbanas.
That one part that the doctor said, what's that machlokas, is considered, is the Kabbanas you didn't bring, it still is considered over. What's that?
The machlokas is, do you say Mikdash Hayom without having brought Kabbanas?
What does that mean?
Exactly what it means.
No. It's yours that day. Why should Kabbanas be a...
Because if you... Okay.
Let me just
try to explain what I'm going to say. Again, I'm going to give you an example that's not an exact example, but to prove the point. If you think Roiv Kais Rav Rabias, you're Yaitza Kiddush. Because Ruba Kekulai, right? You're supposed to drink Rabias. And you drink Rav Rabias, you're Yaitza. What if you drink a whole Rabias? So that last extra doesn't count at all? It's not called part of your Kiddush one? You're allowed to drink Rav, but if you drink more, it's also Kiddush wine. It's not that it Rav, it ends. Mikdash Hayayim Kekula, according to the Rabbana, means you could use Mikdash Hayayim, right? But if you don't, you're still continuing in the Zeris. You have to do something to use that Mikdash Hayayim. You have to end your Naziris at Mikdash Hayayim. If you didn't end it, Naziris continues. Naziris doesn't stop automatically a minute into the last day. That's what Rabbana holds. By biblical things, it doesn't stop automatically. All your examples you're going to bring me from your vast knowledge is only going to be in rabbinic things. Shiva, Sfer Seimer, wherever else you find. In biblical things, Mikdash Hayayim Kekulai doesn't automatically kick in. It's if you bring Korbanos, we'll say you've exercised this right you have to pull the Mikdash Hayayim card. But it doesn't work on itself without Korbanos. That's the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's an automatic. That's the Machlokes. It works automatically. Mikdash Hayayim works whether you brought Korbanos or not.
He said 7 days anyway.
Well, 7 days you have to wait because you can't bring your... Right, yeah. Exactly.
He wants to bring up 31, right?
Because we don't like you to use Mikdash Hayayim. By the rights, by the way.
Is there a Havni that even if you did have 30, you brought your Korbanos, and then you got something that you possibly...
No, of course not.
Is it 31 yet? Oh. Is that the
Kiddush? I have no idea. You should be mindful of me. Try again. I didn't understand you. Then you can't bring Korbanos on day 30. Bring it on day 10. How about bringing it on day 2? If you don't say Mikdash Hayayim Kekulai, day 30 is like day 5.
So now, before I bring Korbanos, Tame, it's basic.
After Korbanos, the series is over.
Day 30.
Right, according to Tanakhama, you brought Korbanos, the Zeris is over.
The Zeris is over, even if it's day 30.
Yeah, that's Mikdash Hayayim Kekulai.
But prior to Korbanos, we don't take
it. Exactly. Remember, this is a deraisa. All the rayas from Drabonans are not a raya. Very happy about this argument, this whole thing going on. Why? We had the same Gemara a number of blocks ago, and nobody said a word then. Everybody just swallowed it. Because at that point, people didn't have the knowledge. Exactly. It shows that Sefer Nazir has enhanced us and gave us bigger capabilities. So now we question what we accepted blindly back then. That's all. That's good. I like that. Good. This same explanation was said all the way back then. In the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm not so sure it was explained as well as now.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe I'm also better at it. I'm also going more weak than this, you know. No, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I'm not insulted. I don't know, it's a compliment. That means I'm getting better. You know, old wine tastes better. Dr. Rush. He can't bring a carbon tumma. It's hula bazara. Rapada holds they never made this rabbinic zero. Ramasta, which is the summer, makes the same kikulai. Rabbanon, lastly, make the same kikulai, lacha shaving carbon nice up. And Rabbanon say, make the same kikulai, needs carbon. Here we go. Hareini Nazir Meyayim. Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yayim. I skipped again that line. A guy is Nazir, he says explicitly 30 days. There goes his Mikdash Hayayim Kekulai, and there goes his 29-day Nazirat. He said he's a Nazir for 30 days. 30 days means 30 complete days. Eina Sais Anit Meyayim Shloishim, according to everybody, Saiser Sakhail. There's nothing to talk about.
So why can't you play two minutes?
Because when a guy says shloishim, so the Rush brought two pshatim back in that Gemara before. According to one pshat, he said shloishim yom shleimim. According to the other pshat, stam shloishim yom means shloishim yom shleimim. And when a guy says complete, he can't use mitzvah sayim. So the Rush, hareini razer lamidjaim. See, look at the Rush here. He's so Rush, the Hiddiger Rush. Benit miyayim hamid, saitz rakel, the kibud damer lamidjaim, bayin shleimim. But like, I mean, I'm meant to say I'm kikulai. So the Rosh in this Gemara is just bringing one of the two pshatim. The Lamajai means 30 complete days. Because why didn't he just say Arani Nazir? Terence is, he's saying he wants a whole 30 days. Like,
you know, how do we pass it? Again.
If he knows Ramasna Babad, I don't know how he passed. If he doesn't know Ramasna Babad, he doesn't know anything.
He wants to let people know where
he's going. I don't know. Harein Nazim Meyayim. Guy says it's another 100 days. Now, Nitma Yay Meya, which is still part of his 100 days. Now, again, we're going with the Rabbanon. They don't say Mikdash Hayam unless you bring your Kabbanis. You didn't bring your Kabbanis. The guy said he's another for 100 days. It's another 100 days. On day 100, it's like day 10. No, because they didn't bring Kabbalas yet. Also, by the way, you can't say... I retract. You can't say Mikdash Yom. He said 100 days. 100 days means 100 complete days.
There's a Shlomim thing?
Yes.
Any number?
100%.
There's Shlomim Yom. Does Rabbi Lezer argue with that?
Why? He said Shlomim Yom completely. How can you say Mikdash Yom?
Okay,
can't argue according to anybody.
And also he won't argue, right?
Well, we haven't gotten there. That's why we're learning the next case of the Mishnah. It's amazing how the Mishnah is going to explain why that's different. We didn't get there yet. You're drawing conclusions before the next line.
I'm asking because I saw the next line. Right?
So then let's wait till I learn the next line so I can explain it. That's an obvious question, right? That's going to be the obvious question. So there must be an obvious answer. Rabbi Ezra says it only on day 30, because there's a halacha that says, Zayis Tiras Hanazir B'yayim Malayis. So Rabbi Ezra says that on the last day of Naziris, he only has to redo a regular Naziris. Zayis Tiras Hanazir B'yayim Malayis Yimei Nizrai. Exactly! This whole Gemara was explained earlier. My gosh, isn't you, so why'd you ask the question? We had it.
Before you just said 7 days.
Because there, what do you want him to do? 30?
Yeah.
No, because his Zeris is over. Here, his Zeris is not over. He's got 100 complete days. You can't say Mikdash Hayayim. Therefore, it's 100 complete days. Everybody agrees he's a Nazir.
How does he say 100 without?
I don't know. I don't know. So that was the two pshatim of the Rosh before. Did you have to say shleimim, or is it automatically shleimim? I don't know. Zok the Blazer, ain't a slicer shleishim yayim.
What does that mean? That means he does it on a 30 now?
Well, he has to be tali's tame.
Seven.
That's seven for tuma, then 30 in the zeros.
He did 100 first?
He's on day 100.
He's on day 100. And then it became Tomei.
Right, so he has to start counting 7 days for Tara.
And then he does another 30.
According to Beazer. According to Rabboni, he does 100.
According to Beazer, if he did on 100, if he said 30 and did on the 30th day, he just does 70.
No. If he said 30, he does 30. He didn't say 30, he said already Nazir. If he says already Nazir, he just said Mitzvah Kekula. If he said 30, there's no Mitzvah Kekula. There was no argument with Beazer when he said 30 days.
Those would agree on 99,
you think?
He does another
100. 100%. 100 is a special day. Which according to everybody is post-Naziris. It was 100 days of Naziris.
Before Kabbanas?
Before Kabbanas. And the Seisr, so the Tanakhama says, it's Seisr 30 days, rabbinically. It's a rabbinic kumra. Really? It should be 7 days and out. Because it's post Naziris.
Yeah, but maybe you have to bring
kubanos.
You do? No, I'm saying maybe until you bring it, it's not over.
It's over and not over.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, again, so let's try to figure this out. What happens to Mappat on day 30? Biblically, he could have brought his Kabbalahs, but he didn't. So he has to continue to halakhas, but you can't call him a Nazir. He can't say he's a Nazir. He has to continue his halakhas. He's not allowed to eat, drink wine. He's not allowed to do taglachas. Not allowed to be mitatel mason. He does, he gets malchus. He had that gemara before. But he's not a Nazir to redo. He's not in the middle of Naziris. According to the Rabbanan, he wouldn't bring Kabbalah Stoma. According to Rabbi Yez, he wouldn't bring Kabbalah. It's all rabbinic.
What about number
100? He wouldn't. According to Rabbanan, he wouldn't bring Kabbalah Stoma. Dr. Rush, Harani Nazar Lamed Joy, but definitely, we did that already. Harani Nazar, I made a special of Lamed, Rosh L, like we had above him at Bays, Nitma Beyim Lois, Tamler Tyrus Nazar, regular Nazar. Nitma Yim Kuf Aleph, Sayser Lamed, but Rabbanan Gazru. She is to Yim Taglachas, up to Yim Kuf. But like Gazru, she is to Kastam Nazar, to Xavier Rabbanan. You don't have it? Who had in Stam Nazar Shinit Mabiyim Lamed Aleph? Kinit Mayim Kuvbei, Shadis Isim. Meaning, if a guy became Tamei on the 31st day, that's like a guy who became Tamei on, meaning like this. Who had in, Reish, there's a change here. Who had in, Benazir Lamed Yim, Shinit Mabiyim Lamed Aleph? I don't know if you fellows have this added. Shisaiser Sakael. He cites her everything, because this is like day 101, right? Nitma Echad, Rabbanan says it cites her rabbinically. Abul Nitma B'yayim Kufbeis, ain't a cicer. But if a guy became Tamei on 102, there's no Xerid Rabbanan. The Xerid Rabbanan was on the day he brings his Kabbanas. If he became Tamei before the Kabbanas, then he has to redo a 30-day thing. But on the day that's past the day he's supposed to bring his Kabbalahs, let's say he didn't bring his Kabbalahs on day 101. He didn't bring his Kabbalahs on day 31. He's up to 32. So then, it's only, Rabbanan agree, we didn't make this Xerah.
How long does he have to bring his Kabbalahs?
So he gets to your Shulahim and brings it.
Is that not like we were going?
Well, he's talking about Takhar.
He can't shave or haircut
until... Yeah, he gets alive, he gets Malkus. Zuck the Gemara. Misham Arvini Nazim, it may I'm Slashim Saisa Sakail, Rabbi Ezra, I made a Saisa of the Shiva. Zuck the Gemara, Saver of the Ezra holds, Kol Acham Elois, Shiva Saisa. Once he's passed the amount of Naziris, it's only seven, because he don't make the Gzeira like Rabbanan did on day 31. Arvini Nazim Slashim Yayim, Benit Mayim Slashim Saisa Sakail. Like part of Rabbi Ezra. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer argue Amar Shleimim? Because there's no Mikdas Yom Kikula here. He said complete 30 days. Hareini Nazir, Meir Yom, Vedit Meir Yom, Meir Saisa Sakel, Vlaz Yom, Meir Saisa Lishleichim. The Kula, and this whole Mishnah, can I be about like we asked the Liba Dabar Padav Rabasna. Very interesting Gemara, I referred to it yesterday. The Gemara does not go through Tup Shatim, the Mishnah. It says C6B. That's what it says. C6A, 6B, and you'll find shot in this Mishnah. The Gemara does not repeat itself. Very rare, this thing. All this Mishnah, like we explained before, no reason to explain it again. Go Chazer. That's what the Mishnah Gemara is telling you. Go Chazer. That's the Mishnah Vayter. You said, oh, this is very difficult. It's much easier for me because I taught it. When I used to learn this, I used to get all confused. Oh, no, Barpan and Ramasna again. I had to go back to that Gemara and relearn the old Gemara because I didn't remember from Bava Mitbeis necessarily until Tetzayin Mitbeis. Since I taught it this year, I got it clearer. So now Barpan and Ramasna is like second nature. I was there. I was just there. It's a big difference. I appreciate this.
How long ago was it?
I don't remember anything. I remember exactly what I meant.
Was it
No, I mean, I learned myself. I mean, even without Tafi. I also learned without Tafi Yami once in a while. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, maybe.
Tafi Yami.
I don't know what
Tafi Yami
is learning now. I don't
know what Tafi Yami even is. You're learning about Zara. Yeah, we finished with it. Misha Nazim Uba Besa Klaris. A guy became a Nazir, and he's in the cemetery. That's a bad news. He's not supposed to become a Nazir when he's in the cemetery. He's Tamei. Now he's Tamei. He's in a place of Tumah. I feel like he's like him, Yahim. Ain't no limit, I mean. He doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything. Ve'ena may be carbon Tumah. A carbon Tumah is only brought for a Nazir Tahar who became Tamei. He never was a Nazir Tahar. Now, there's going to be a machlokes in the Gemara, at least at the beginning, and then the Gemara is going to change its mind. Whether he has to keep halachas of Naziris. Can he drink wine? He became a Nazir in the cemetery. How can he cut? He's Tamei. A Tamei can't count. By the way, we're talking about Tumas Meis only. We're not talking about a guy who's about Keri or touch the Sheretz or touch the Nevela. That has zero effect on Naziris. A Zav can keep on counting Naziris. The only Tumah that takes a break is Tsaras. And then, there are different kinds of Tumas Meis, which we didn't get to yet, and I'm not going to confuse anybody. Not every Tumas Meis ruins the Naziris. That's going to be a whole sugya later in Nazir, so I think we'll leave it to there. Well, at this point, we'll just say Tumas Meis. I'm sorry, yes, Dr.
So what you're saying is that when he makes a declaration, or any, etc., even in a place where it is impossible for him to take on the full complement of the laws of Naziris, the verbal declaration brings the obligations of everything upon him.
At the beginning of the Gemara, that will be a point of argument. At the end of the Gemara, this will be agreed on by all.
Okay, I can wait.
Rabbi, can I ask a question as well?
Sure.
He was not eligible in the cemetery to make this at the point he made this declaration. Why should his Naziris be able to take effect after? If at the time he made the declaration, he was not eligible to be a Nazir.
That's a great question.
Why isn't he the same?
I think the Gemara will address it. Or at least the Gemara will talk enough about it that at that point I think it'll be addressed. Harvey's question was, why doesn't he have to re-accept Naziris when he walks out of the cemetery?
We'll talk about it. Not different from any other person who says anything, and they're simply not eligible.
We'll see it in the Gemara. I think we'll see it in the Gemara.
Maybe Nazir Shimshon?
No, Nazir Shimshon. He didn't say Nazir Shimshon. I don't know. Good question. There's very limited conversation about Nazir Shimshon. That's why we're learning. You know, this is all... The problem with Gemara is that it takes time. It doesn't all come in 1 second. There's no AI in Gemara. Right.
On the previous stuff, I think top it and pass up. I think it said in the last fifth line, the blood is in itself fell short, even though it's a ray and it's a tornado.
Right.
So if he said Nazir Olam, Nazir Shimshon, he said the word Nazir first. Over here he says Nazir.
No. Maybe I have just amount of days. Nazir Olam is a whole different case. Nazir Shimshon is a whole different case.
But he said the word Nazir, isn't that cut-off point for Nazir Meir Yom? Nazir Meir Yom, then Rebbe Lo says Zosar Enos Zosar.
That's a special Zosar Kosev on the last day, right? Nazir Olam, Nazir Shimshon, there are different categories.
I understand that part, but...
Nazir Meir Yom is not a different category.
It seems like this, with the word Nazir, he wanted to say Nazir Meir Yom, but the cut-off day, according to Rebbe Lo Zosar, is only 30 days.
No, it's not. He's a Nazir 100 days.
Yes, but Enos Osir.
It's a special Zeris Akasov that when the guy gets tummy on the last day of the Zeris, he doesn't have to do more than 30 days again. B'yayim Malay Simei Nisra. It's a special pasuk.
So even though he said Meir, it doesn't make a difference. Zeris Akasov says only 30 days.
Oh, no, he's another 100 days.
So,
and if he became tummy on day 99, he has to redo everything.
What is the
if he became tummy on day 100, since that's the last day of his Naziris, there's a Xeris HaKosov that you don't have to redo more than 30.
That has
nothing to do with Mitzvah Sayom. Again, back to the Mishnah Nazir, who makes a chorus of Bilhoi, Shleshim, Yai, Mein, Nailam, and Aminya, Veni, maybe Karb Tumah. Yatsa v'nichnas, what if he went out, and the Gemara will explain, became tar, started his count, went back then, Eilu Leimin Aminyan, a very difficult line, I'll try my best. Eilu Leimin Aminyan means he started counting, he was out, became tar, so as soon as he became tar, it was day one, and then he went back in. So then, maybe Garben Tumah. So then, he had became Tamei, had to count 7 days, bring a Garben Tumah, and start from day one again. Rabbi Ezraimer, I said that phrase is a very difficult phrase because it doesn't count for anything. I meant to say he started the count. He's on day one. That's why I said it's a very difficult phrase. No, there's no way to explain it better than this. There's the Machlokes are trying to exactly how to explain it. I did my best. We'll see the rush. Rabbi Ezraimer, if he became Tummy the first day, this guy was in Beis HaKlaris. The truth is, even if he wasn't a Beis HaKlaris, a guy became a Nazir. On the first day of his Naziris, he became Tamei Meis. Zog Rabbi Eliezer, he does not have to bring a Karban Tumah. Because Shenemar, Payomim HaRishayim Yiplu. There has to be multiple days before his Naziris got canceled by Tumah. Ashiyu Lo Yomim HaRishayim. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it was on day two when he became Tamei. He has to bring a Karban Tumah and start again from day one. If he's on day one and became Tamei, he has to start day one over again. That's why Eilun Leimin Aminyan is a very difficult word. But he doesn't have to bring Kabbalah. There's a Xeris HaKasev, Vayomim HaRishayim Yiplu, that the Tumah happened after there were days, plural. That's what Rabbi Eliezer
does. Well, what is it okay to mean? Does he have to start again?
Bring a Karban Tumah.
Start again.
He has to start anyway again. If it's on day one, for sure has to start again. He hasn't had day one yet. Again, let's try again. This is any Nazir. Became a Nazir. And on day one, somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, died right in front of him. Tamei. He's in the middle of day one. Please don't say Mikdas Hayayin.
Was he taller?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, not
he could be a guy who was Tamei, who came out, and became Tar, and started counting.
After 7 days?
Yeah, after 7 days.
Day 7 of his whatever.
And then he brought his Kabbalah Tumah, whether he asked or not, but he doesn't bring his Kabbalah Tumah. He became Tamei after 7 days, he becomes Tar, he starts counting. And he became Tamei again. Again, he was a full-fledged Nazir. Either he was a Nazir Tar to begin with, or he was a Nazir Tamei that became a Nazir Tar. It doesn't make a difference.
He's coming day one regardless.
Exactly. So the Tanna Kamma says if he becomes Tamei, he has to bring Karbanas Tumah. And Rabbi Eliezer says no, because there's only one day. And the Torah said this halakha is only applicable if there's 2 days.
Tumah doesn't kick in according to
Rabbi Eliezer until the second day. Well, it kicks in. It just, the halakhas of Karbanas Tumah don't kick in until the second day. Well, everything else. Well, by 1 day, there's no idle dominion to have. What are you supposed to do? Count what? No, again. Even if you hold it, doesn't restart. But on day one, it has to restart. That's okay. But on day one, idle dominion is a very difficult language. What does that mean? It counts. There's nothing to count. That's why I said that's a difficult phrase to translate.
I'm saying, but even if it became Tumah on the beginning of day two, that's enough to be considered.
He's on the day two. There are 2 days that are going to be canceled now.
Maybe you need 2 days.
What?
Maybe you need 2 days.
He doesn't say that. My Mishnah, he didn't say that. I can't help it.
No, I'm saying maybe.
Maybe, but he doesn't say it. If you were writing it, you could tell Rabbi Eliezer to say it, but he didn't say it. I have to see what he said, not what I'd like him to say. He wants to say Mikdas Hayom Kekula. Here we go. Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. Misha, my Misha, not
the question. A general question.
Yes.
We see frequently that anytime a word is in the plural, such as Yomim, it is taken as 2 days. Now, excuse me. Is this a rabbinic limitation of a deraisa obligation, or is it a deraisa limitation?
These are all deraisas. They were talking deraisas.
Thank you.
You don't have it? I have it on top of Amid Beis. What's your first rush in Amid Beis?
One line.
Oh, okay. And the next time at Aleph.
There.
It's reasonable that, yeah, it says in that one line, take a look at the next time. That was the printer's nice way of telling you that I'm all, you know, we're all mixed up in the rush here, so here we go. So the next time at Aleph, for those who don't have Ezra Hadar. Mishanazim of Ezra Kvaras. I feel the shah sham lamed jayim any maybe carbon tumma. The chiksiv carbon tumma benazir tar, chenit maksiv. Shwadin tamay shenazir. Makes no difference if he was tamay out of the Beis HaKvaras that became a nazir or in the Beis HaKvaras. There's no difference. A tamay became a nazir. He's in the middle of tumma's make that he became a nazir. Yatsav and Ichnas, claimer of Hizuwal of Gimel Bezayin. He had the paradu medan on 3 and 7. Vetavo omayad, achra azov, tevdila maschud azirasai. If nichnas the Beis HaKvaras, I feel it by miyayim, maybe carbon tumma. Even if it's the same day, he was tar for a minute. The b'liyaz I'm a loy by miyayim, shem by yamir shem yiplu. Loy lemein nesaiser. I don't know if you have this rush, which I have it in brackets. Elam kein I'm a miyayim beis lin zurasai. He has to be the second day. What then the pligi b'chol adam tar, shenazar. This does not have to be that he was previously tameh. Any person that became a nazar. Right, and then v'nitma boy b'yayim and became tamei that day. Rabbanan, so I read the height of siv ayamim rishayim yiplu lashmin and the chsay shikol mashachana. What did Rabbanan do with the plural? They say because the Torah is trying to teach me that no matter how many days you're in, you got to start at the beginning. So therefore, the Torah says plural, everything falls off. The Blaz is saying the plural is telling me there has to be more than one to start the process. I read the parentheses. I don't know if you have it. See, the problem is, but what? You not have it. You know, again, I can't help this.
Why would you not have it?
Because it's not in the regular rush. The Shita Mukabez has put it in. That's why.
I have a meeting with Shanzin today.
Good. Do me a favor. Please get him to correct it. Write him, you know, you write him emails all the time. So write him an email saying, I am very disturbed that Artsco does not have the whole Eisvahadr years. Please correct it in your next edition. That's all. I think you should tell him that. It'd be a nice thing. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh.